Hello and welcome to another Real Clear. I'm Brian Marsh, realtor, along with my partner, Brad White, who's also a realtor. And today we are excited to continue our conversation with Don Tennyson, who's an instructor with Ninja Selling. He is a former realtor, a broker, has a lot of experience within the real estate industry, and knows what a good realtor looks like. We're going to continue our conversation. Brad, what are we going to hear today?
Yeah, and we've had some great conversations with him already. And one of the things that really stuck out to me was not going for that realtor that has, you know, 20 listings, but going with somebody that can dedicate their time to you to make sure that you get everything that you need is super important. And today we've got a little follow-up on some stuff too. So we'll be talking about the five things that bring value to a realtor, the value and the team behind a realtor, which is really important. That's why we joined Berkshire Hathaway. The process of buying and selling online, and then also the importance of rapport and connection. It's what we have to do as an agent. So wouldn't you agree, Brian?
I would certainly agree. And let's hear from Don.
Let's hear.
You know, especially in today's market, guys, where there's still in most areas of the country, fairly common multiple offer type situations. And Those get complicated. If you're a buyer, you better have a realtor who knows their stuff that can help you with some ideas on how to be the most effective offer. If there are four or five offers, you want to win that if you possibly can. And if you're a seller, you're sitting there with three or four offers. Brian, as you mentioned, it's not just about the price. There's actually five key components to a contract that we need to pay attention to, and a good realtor will help you with that. So those five things, the price is certainly one, the terms of the deal, down payments and deposits and earnest money and that sort of thing, really important. The dates and deadlines are critical. Oftentimes sellers will pick a buyer that has a lower price, but the dates match up exactly with what that seller wants. So those can be important. What's going to be included, what's going to be excluded in the contract, and then any contingencies. So those five things, and a hobbyist or an amateur realtor will only focus on price. That kind of a conversation is really helpful. You know, guys, there's always exceptions to everything. So keep that in mind with this comment. But what we have found over the last, say, 15, 20 years in this business is that the days where a single licensee running his or her own business, or a smaller, sometimes boutique type operation. Some can be very effective, but in today's world, if I was looking for a good realtor for my grandchildren, which is what I would be doing, do I want the right person helping my grandkids? I would want someone with an established firm that has some standing in the community and has some resources to back up that realtor. Because in fact, when you're listing a home or buying one, you're not just working with that realtor. There's a whole team of people behind that realtor. It's not just one person. And I think you're right. In today's world, we better have some backup, some pros behind us that can really make it happen. So that's another good thing to check out. Absolutely.
You're listening to Real Clear. Talk about real estate in Northeast Florida with me, Brian Marsh, and Brad White. We're realtors with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Florida Network Realty. Our guest today is Don Tennyson, Ninja Instructor with Ninja Selling. Reach Don at don@ninjaselling.com. Brad and I would love to hear from you also. You can text me at 904-535-5874 or text Brad at 904-770-5350. Now back to the podcast.
You know, you can go online and buy an airplane ticket. And if you happen to make a mistake buying that airplane ticket, it might cost you $300-$400. But if you make a mistake on a real estate contract, you know, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. So it's not the same. And I think we've learned over quite a few years now, you know, the internet is not new by any stretch. But I think we've proven kind of beyond a doubt that this idea that you can buy and sell properties online, it's much more complicated than that. Online, it's a great place to look for properties, to look for background information, but you better have a pro working for you when it comes time to negotiating that contract.
Agreed. No question about it. Well, Don, we've spoken about a lot of things. Is there anything else that we've missed here that you want to make sure people are aware of?
Yeah, you know, one thing we don't want to, we played it down a little bit, but we don't want to completely dismiss is this idea of rapport, of connection. And so likability is a big deal. And we made a comment about, you know, don't hire your next door neighbor, realtor who's part-time, who does it maybe a couple of times a year. We stand by that. But by the same token, I think it's also important that you feel a connection, you feel a comfort level with that realtor, in addition to their expertise and their, you know, their ability to help you through the process. So let's not disregard rapport and connection. We think it's vitally important as well.
Great. One quick thing, back to your bio. Is it true that you worked your way through high school and college as a play-by-play sports announcer?
Yeah. My dad had a career in radio.
Yeah.
You know, from the time I was 5 or 6 years old, I was hanging out in radio stations, and my dad would drag me along to basketball and football games, and that turned out to be something that helped me get through college. And we have wonderful memories of that for sure. Absolutely.
Okay. So trivia question for you, which U.S. president did play-by-play announcing without actually being at the game?
Gosh, the only one I can think of is Ronald Reagan.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Yeah. Good one.
Good one. Yeah. There's a famous story about he used to use I think it was like a telegraph or teletype or something that came across, and he would call the game using that. Yep. And it went out one time and he just made up the score. So pretty funny stuff.
You're listening to Real Clear, talk about real estate in Northeast Florida with me, Brian Marsh, and Brad White. We're realtors with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Florida Network Realty. Brad and I would love to hear from you. Text me at 904-535-5874. Text Brad at 904-770-5350. Now, let's get back to Real Clear. Talk about real estate in Northeast Florida.
Well, great words from Don Tennyson. Brad, and I know that we both really agree with what he has to say, and it's great advice for anybody looking to find a realtor. And by the way, he told us the first time that most people go with the first realtor that they speak with. So one of the big things that we would recommend is interview several realtors before you choose one. It's a good idea. But thanks so much to Don Tennyson. We appreciate that very much. But Brad, you have some information on the market. What's going on?
Yeah, I do. And just to add to that, I mean, you know, if you're only going to interview one realtor, you know, my name's Brad and his name's Brian. That's and right. Our phone numbers are right there. So you can text us or call us, right? I mean, we'll be more than happy to help. But a little bit about the market. So we know things are kind of challenging right now in Northeast Florida. And we don't have May's numbers out yet, obviously, but kind of looking at some update from just last week. So week ending 5/25, if we want to look at that, we had 1,100 new listings, which is up 70% from last year. Closed sales were only 460 last week compared to 717 the same week last year. So now our active inventory, we're up to 10,240 active homes in Northeast Florida in the 99 counties. So obviously the importance right now is if you're a seller, you know, we need to be very aggressive and get this sold, because all of the new construction out there, Florida's, you know, especially Northeast Florida, there's been so much new construction, right, Brian? I mean, that's really what one of the things that's driving those prices down and making the home sit on the market a little bit longer.
Yeah, you are so right. And I think you hit on a really good point. And all of us, if we're selling a home, Brad and myself included, want to make as much money off of selling that home as we can. But the home is worth what the market says it is worth at any given time, and that fluctuates. So please listen to your realtor, get the proper data and information from them, and your chances of selling the home at the right price more quickly, which is what we all want as well, are go up dramatically. If you overprice the home, it's going to be sitting there, and there are dangers to having a home that sits on the market too long, because the public starts assuming there's something wrong with a home other than it just being priced wrong. Obviously, if you're a buyer, things might look a little bit better.
Yeah, and a lot of it too is you just can't look at what the comparable homes were 6 months ago because it has changed so much in the last 60 days.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. So,
and you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that because what's important is to know that we have very accurate, detailed information, even just from the last few weeks. You know, we can pull that. And you make a great point. You can't look at the last 6 months because the market's kind of changed.
Yeah.
And so you really need to be looking at the last month or two. And that's going to give you a better indicator. But also understand that with more homes on the market, you've got to look at where things are going, not just where they've been. So you kind of want to look at where that trend line is and project out, because that's really what you're going to be looking at in terms of accurate pricing.
Yep, exactly. So what's going on in the Jacksonville area now? We had the J Fund, right? We did the celebrity golf. We were volunteers. We weren't in this. We weren't celebrities. What a fantastic! That was our first one, and man, that was. I loved it.
I did too. It was so much fun. First, it's a great organization. We've spoken about the J Fund before, and if people aren't aware, Tom Coughlin, the former head coach of the Jaguars and the New York Giants, Super Bowl winning quarterback for Super Bowl winning coach for the Giants two times, has an organization that provides funds for families who have children that are stricken with cancer. The funds that they provide are things to help pay mortgages, to buy food, to pay car payments, things like that. It's a great organization. But the event you're talking about is the gala that was that Sunday night, 2 weeks ago, I believe. And on Monday, a celebrity golf tournament. And boy, was it fun. I mean, all the folks that it's a who's who of sports, especially. But even Kim Alexis showed up.
Yeah. It was cool. And the great thing, the event raised $800,000 towards the J Fund, which that's a big number. And, you know, what a great cause. And yeah, we were hanging out with Troy Aikman and Chris Berman and, you know, all the, you know, football celebrities and that kind of thing. But it really puts things in perspective because there was also some, you know, some kids with cancer there and some survivors. And it just makes you feel good about, you know, what we've been doing, just volunteering. This is the first celebrity golf we've done, and I will definitely do more.
Yeah, me too. A lot of fun. Great people to work with when you volunteer there. They're just the staff is wonderful. Kelly, Tom's daughter, runs it down here, and just good people. But fun event too. All of us had a great time. So
exactly.
Good thing to be involved in.
Yeah.
Also, one thing that just passed as well, but it's an annual event that everybody can participate in, and that's the annual jazz festival that was downtown. And even though we got a little bit of rain for it, I happened to go. There was also a terrific concert that was at the arena on Saturday night of Memorial Day weekend, and it was featuring Earth, Wind, and Fire and Lionel Richie, and they were fantastic. But boy, between the jazz festival and that concert, which was sold out, there was a little bit of traffic, but you know what? It was such a fun event. All of the events were just so great. You kind of forgot about the traffic, but boy, what great talent, great music, great jazz, all of that, just wonderful. And just kind of accentuates what's so great about living here in Northeast Florida and being able to go downtown to the center of the city and enjoy that kind of thing. The jazz festival is free. So,
yeah, exactly. It's $15 to park, but you know, what an event, because it's been going on for a long time. And you're right, Brian, the music here. I mean, before I moved here, I didn't realize, you know, but it's awesome. I mean, there is live bands playing, all local stuff. There's, you know, there's so many different events and venues that, you know, to choose from as well. So definitely love that.
Absolutely. Oh, are you on your motorcycle, Brad?
Yep. Sorry. Just revved it up for a second.
You got your leather jacket on in the heat?
My chaps.
There you go. Oh, man. This has been a good one. I've really enjoyed doing our particular podcast today. Thanks again to Don Tennyson for joining us from Ninja Selling. But also, and Brad, you mentioned this, first, we'd love to hear from you. And Brad, why don't you tell people how they can text us? We'll use your number for this. If they have some questions or comments, we'd love to hear it from anybody about the podcast.
My number, obviously, 904-770-5350, and Brian's 904-535-5874. Easy to get a hold of us. You just text us. You can call us as well. We're on social media. We've got all kinds of, you know, avenues. But as far as the podcast goes, look, we really appreciate you listening. And, it really means a lot to us. And if you could just give me a step further and like and share wherever you're listening to this at, give us a 5-star, rating if you can, because you just don't realize just one person leaving a review, how that helps us keep the message, to bring that clarity and keep things more clear in the real estate market of Northeast Florida. And along with that, we've got to mention Rambler Kane and the music, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, Rambler, the music is used by permission of Rambler Kane, who's a great local artist we talk about a lot on this podcast.
He has a brand new album out that just came out recently. It's a live album he recorded at the Blue Room. And he's also going to be playing live June 8th at Rain Dogs here in Jacksonville, too. So we might have to figure out how we can go check out Rambler Kane and see him some live. So
that'd be cool. That would be cool.
Yep.
All right. Been a lot of fun, and we want to thank everybody for joining us, and we invite you to join us again next time on Real Clear. But until then, I'm Brian Marsh, along with my partner.
I'm Brad, Realtor.
And I'm Brian, Realtor. See ya.
Bye.